April 27, 2018. Welcome, all friends of the Dharma. Intuitive awareness or intuition from your heart. That means you must wake up. Now you not wake up because your mind lost in thought. A lot of thinking. This is the first problem. The other problem, your heart not wake up. Worry so much. Okay? Now, you accept you always lost in thought and always lost in your emotion, okay? Desire, anger, delusion. So, you just realize we got mind and heart. Heart is not physical heart, it's the mental heart, okay? Or we can say, this is mental heart is feeling, mind is thought, okay? Or we can say mental heart is feeling whatever, but we develop good feeling, develop pureness in heart, okay? And freedom in heart, free from all anger, desire, delusion, and all attachment. This is heart, what we develop. We just free our mind from all delusion, anger, desire, attachment. But now it's difficult if you still got this monkey mind, thinking too much. If you have this monkey mind or mind, we can use mind and heart, monkey mind or conditioning mind. This is pure mind, okay? Pure mind. Because this pure mind can smile. You smile here, you not smile in your head. Smile, okay? Okay, pure mind. Or we call heart, mental heart, okay? Or we can say this is monkey mind, conditioning mind, but this is your pure mind or heart, okay? So, now we just can rewrite our mind and heart. That is, we can realize the function of mind. The first function is thought. We call conditioning mind. The other function is feeling. Okay, we call heart of your mind. Mind working into two function. When you have a lot of thought, you not feel yourself. You lost your feeling when you're thinking too much. You not feel even you are sitting, you are doing whatever. You're thinking maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, then your friend come, hey, it's time for lunch. When you lost in thought, you lose your consciousness, okay? Lose your awareness, okay? Or lose your heart, okay? And the way of practice meditation, you just calm down the mind, calm down mind, okay? How to calm down? If you know this function of mind, thought and feeling, how to calm down your mind? Just feeling, develop more feeling in your heart. How to develop more feeling in your heart? Smile, smile now, smile. When you smile, you stop thinking or not? When you smile, no thought. Because when you smile, your mind come back home here. Okay? So we just know this function of my heart, or feeling, mental heart. How to develop mental heart. Smile. When you smile, your mind and your heart become one. So, originally, mind and heart become one. But we are human beings. We have a lot of thought. We have a lot of desire. Then your mind separate from heart. Okay? Become monkey mind. But when you rest your mind, you just relax, sit on the beach. Maybe you can see a moment, the mind, when you become one with nature, you're not lost in thought, you're not thinking anything, you feel more happy, relaxed, and joy. That is mind become one with your heart. Okay? But most of the time, you got mind traveling, okay? With thought, okay? So, how to calm down your mind? If you know this knowledge, mind working into two functions, thought and feeling. Just shift your thought to your feeling, can you? Smile now. Can you shift your thought to your heart? Now no thought. Okay? But somebody cannot smile, not worry. You just shift your thought, your mind, to your body. Relax, feeling relax. If I tell you, just touch your arm now. Relax your arm, touching, massage. Can you feel? Can you feel? If you can feel, you stop thinking. Again, can you feel? No thought. Because your mind come here. Where is your mind? It's here. Because you feel. Okay? Can you feel? Feel. No thought. Okay? Because you shift your mind from thought to your body feeling. Okay? After you relax the body, now relax your body, relax. Your mind got calmness. That's right. And more relaxed is emptiness because your mind come to your body. We call body consciousness. Okay? We call body consciousness. And then from relax your body, relax your heart, relax yourself inside with mind. Relax the body, relax your mind. Now, just do it now. Relax your body, relax your mind by smiling a bit. If you cannot smile, just relax more on the body until you feel good. Okay? Now where your mind now? Come here. Okay? Because now you got no thought. Because your mind shift to heart feeling, mental feeling. Okay? So now, if you still really young, I just tell you there are two ways of practice meditation. Or two ways of enlightenment. Okay? The first is the natural way. In the Buddha teaching, the Buddha said there are two ways of enlightenment. The first one is natural way of enlightenment by keep your heart bliss and joy in your heart. Okay? Bliss and joy. That is mind. When you got bliss and joy in your heart, you feel more relaxed. And no thought, no frustration. Or you can together, bliss and joy and angry, can you do together? Bliss and joy and anger, can you do together? Cannot. Bliss and joy and thinking too much, can you do together? Cannot. When you got bliss and joy, that is smile a bit in your heart. Calmness come already. So now you are really young. Just do natural way in your life. Okay? More bliss and joy in your heart. And the Buddha said, when you got bliss and joy in your heart, you got intuition, wake up, intuitive awareness. Awareness and see the world inside. When you smile, more relax and smile, you sit on the beach and relax and joy and bliss and smile. You can see how you're doing, okay? You do a lot of things, okay? For long time. Now how old are you? 20 or more or less, doesn't matter. You got a lot of experience. You got inside a lot of experience. When you relax and you sit on beach, you got exploring your world, the world inside. That is your experience. What you do good, what did you bad, what did you got in your heart, good or bad, and then you just realize this is not good. I will not do it anymore. Oh, this is good. I will, for example, this is good. I love my mom. I will love my mom more and more. Okay, something like that. That is when you got bliss and joy, you wake up with intuition, seeing how are you inside, how are you, okay? The world inside, that means your spirit and soul, okay? You see your spirit and soul, sometimes some good, some bad, but why? Why good, why bad? And what is the cause? Oh, because I always do for myself, I never help people, then I feel today not good, but sometimes I feel good, I keep loving kindness to people, I can see my heart is good. So you can see yourself inside, okay? Now you have first, bliss and joy. Second, now smile together. Can you realize something in yourself, in your heart? Yeah. If you not smile, you always lost, traveling. Never see how are you inside. When you take a rest, sit in the garden, you relax and smile. You can see how are you today. What did you do today? Good or bad? What is good? I will do more. What is bad? I will not do it again. You can see your heart. Okay. You got self-realization or intuition awareness. You realize that when you smile. Now, if you just bliss and joy in your heart, you can see how are you inside. We call seeing things as they are. Okay? And when you got seeing things as they are, you got dispassion. Before you, a lot of desire, attached a lot. Now no more. Dispassion, okay? Dispassion and letting go, okay? Dispassion, too much desire make me tired, okay? Just letting go. So you can see dispassion and release and letting go. Release from what you attach. You cannot let go if you not see what you attach. But when you smile, you can see, oh, I attach to my thought, I attach to my ego, I attach what I talk, I attach to that, I attach to this. Oh, I do with attachment all the time. Then when you see your attachment, it become released and let go, okay? So now you got four now. First, bliss and joy. Second is seeing the world inside, seeing reality. Seeing things as they are in your heart, okay? In your mind here. And then when you see, you can see what you got in your heart. You got a lot of passion, desire, make you feel disturbed, okay? And when you see it, it becomes dispassion. When you angry, how to stop angry? How? Seeing anger first, okay? Seeing how you feel angry, okay? And how you doing when you are angry. When you angry, can you see? You are really disturbed, can you see? If you see, anger become less and less. And can you see when you are angry? Your face, not smile, your face, your action, not good. Can you see? If you see, then you can stop, okay? But if you angry, you not see yourself. When you angry, you like a giant. You never see yourself, but when you just aware, see yourself angry, you see how you feel, then anger become less and go away, okay? Desire, anger, or whatever, emotion, just seeing first, okay? Seeing, then it can let go, okay? So now I just bring you to see yourself with intuition or intuitive awareness. Now, where is intuition? Smile now. Awareness and see. It's not from your eye, it's from inside. That's right. This we call intuition or intuitive awareness. Okay? You know, those enlightened ones, they have already wake up 100% intuition, wake up the whole day. You can see the Buddha or the enlightenment one, they got smile, they got loving kindness. That's right. Okay. So they got intuition, intuitive awareness, seeing and let go, seeing and let go. Okay. If thought come, then they just smile, seeing thought come, let go. Okay. Or even you got any eye contact, ear contact, make you feel not good. When you got seeing yourself, then you can let go. Now, because you will not see yourself, you don't know how to see yourself. I just tell you, when you lost in emotion, just smile. Then you can see yourself. Oh, see yourself inside. Now, the smiling gone, pureness gone, and the darkness come, and emotion come. We can see emotion, not by physical eye, by intuition. That's right. Okay? So you just develop intuition by smile. Smile, you can see. You can see what happened in your heart. That's right. So more smile, you got intuition wake up. Okay? And when you got seeing yourself, seeing things as they are, you got dispassion, you got letting go. Now your heart go there. Okay? When you look at things, your heart go there. Okay? How not go there? Always keep your heart a bit smile. Now look at people and smile. Your heart not go there. Okay? When you not smile, you always lost in thought. So you can look people, but keep conscious on yourself inside with a bit smile. Okay? Can you feel good heart? Can you feel smile a bit? Then you can do anything. You're not lost. Okay? You can look at that, look at this, look at people, look at shopping center, look at whatever. If you have smiling a bit, you're not lost. Okay? But now you don't have inside. Wake up inside. Then when you look, your heart form thought, your thought go through your eye. Okay? Now smile. Okay? It look like people come, people go. You stay at home and see they come, they go, they go, they come, they go, they come. You just see at home. Before they come, they go, you just go to see, to see outside yourself. That means this is your home, but you not stay at home. You go to see outside the window, eye window. There are five window, five channel, okay? Eye window, ear window, nose window, tongue window, body contact window. When your eye contact with nice and beautiful, you got present feeling. Your heart gone and form thought and gone. I want this one because it's really nice and beautiful. Then your thought, your heart become thought, okay? And thought think about you must get it. Then you got more desire, more attachment, then you gone, okay? So if you just keep conscious to learn things, but at home, now you smile. Can you hear what I say when you smile? But if you not smile, you try to hear what I'm saying. And then when you go out, try to hear what I'm saying. Then you go out already. Then you maybe lost, think something else. Think about that, think about this. Even you listen to monk, can you just listen from your heart? We smile a bit. Smile a bit, you can listen and understanding. If you not smile, you listen and thinking. How about understanding? Okay? When you look at thing, you listen to thing, with smile, you got always understanding, okay? But now you learn things only with thought, okay? Try to think about that, about this, but something is really simple, okay? Just and learning from your heart, then you got what the teacher what want you to know. Sometimes the teacher teaching you a lot, but if you learn by heart, you know the point where the teacher will bring you go. Okay, where is the solution? Maybe you realize something with intuition, but if you never learn from heart, you learn from thought, only lecture and thinking and try to think only, but very serious. Okay, very serious in learning, then you can lecture, but poor understanding. Okay, but if you think with good heart, relax. Okay, if you cannot smile, can you relax? Relax your heart. Relax. Okay, when you lecture, then your mind like software. Okay, and put in the heart this ear, in hardware here. But now if you not relax, now you just save in the software. When you take plug off, you forgot. Okay. But if you save in the hardware, if you take back off, is you not forgot. Okay? Learn by heart. Okay? By heart. Then you know I got experience because I learned the same as you learn bachelor degree, master degree, PhD, I learn by heart. Okay? Even I getting older, I still can learn PhD also because I learn by heart. Okay? My heart's always young. You know? Even I'm getting 50, I still learn PhD because my heart always young. Okay? My brain may be not good. My heart still young. I can learn PhD, maybe one more PhD. Okay? Even now. Okay? So now, that's why when you learn by heart, then you got, we call joy in learning. There are the four basement of success. If you learn by heart, you will get four basement of success. The first basement or the first foundation of success is joy. When you learn by heart, you have joy. Okay? If you learn by brain, oh, my dad, why? Bring me here to Sydney. I don't like learning in Sydney. You learn by thought, but if you learn by heart, wherever you go, you have joy in your heart. Joy will bring you have more power. If no joy, no power. That we call effort. Okay? When you have joy, you have effort. Okay? When you have joy, you have effort. Okay? You got concentration. If you don't have joy, you don't have concentration. Okay? And when you got joy, you got effort, you got concentration, you got contemplation. Okay? You got contemplation or investigation in what you're learning. This is we call Ittibat 4. Okay? The four power of success. Joy in your heart first. Now you come here, you have joy in your heart or not? Yeah. If you have joy in your heart, you got attention to what I'm talking. Okay? Joy first. So before you do anything, you want success, you must have joy. How to have joy? You must see the important thing, important of what you learn first. Okay? If you realize the important of what you learn, you have joy and determination. Okay? You have joy and effort. So really important. How many years you learn in the New South Wales University? 4 years? If you have joy, maybe 3 years, 3.5 years. No joy, maybe 6 years, 7 years. Okay? Too long. Okay? Okay, now we come to our heart. Okay? Smile. This session, now you know. First, it brings joy. Second, you got intuitive awareness, seeing yourself inside. Okay? We call see reality. When you smile, you can see reality inside. Okay? When you got seeing reality, you got knowledge. What is good? What is bad? Okay? What is bad? You can let go. What is good? Do it more. Okay? Then when you, this one we call dispassion. Okay? Dispassion and let go. Let go. And then what is good is the pureness inside. Whatever good, it will bring pureness in your heart. Then the fifth one, you got freedom of mind here, or the pureness. Okay? In the in Mahayana, we call Buddha nature. Okay? In Theravada, we call Bodhicitta. Okay? But we can use the word intuition, intuitive awareness. You got wake up. Okay? Now the point why we come to learn meditation, because we learn to first calm down the mind, okay, and then cultivate your heart with wholesome feeling, with good thing in your heart, with loving kindness, so that your heart become wake up, and when your heart wake up, it become awareness more, it more letting go. More letting go, it become freedom of all attachment, or we call enlightenment. Okay? Now your heart, I don't think your heart got freedom. You got all attachment, many, many things. Okay? More attachment, you feel suffer. Okay? Okay? So, now, for this session, I will let you know just how you sit on the beach or in the garden. You just relax and just smile because you see the nature, you see the beautiful ocean, your heart more relaxed and your face looks smile. So I will tell you how to go to meditation natural way, how to go to meditation, how to go to the calmness. Now I take your picture. If I call, I just tell you one, your mind come here. One, your mind come here. Two, when I call two, you smile or not? Yeah. When you smile, your mind go to yourself and see how you smile. When you smile, you see how you smile or not? When I call one, you look at camera. When I count two, you look at the camera and see your smile. Smile and see smile. That's right? Okay? So, I not count three. Can you stay at two? Smile and see your smile. For 5-10 minutes? Why? Because how to go to the pureness, the nature of mind. You know how? There are thought and feeling. What do you think? Go to the nature of mind. By thought or by feeling? By feeling, because the nature of mind is the pureness, is the kind of good feeling, really good feeling. You cannot go to the nature of mind by thought. Okay? So, even you learn a lot of concept of practice meditation with a lot of concept, you still cannot go. But you can go in 3 seconds. One, two, and not count three. Can you stay there? When you smile, you got more feeling, thought disappear. That's right? When you smile, your thought become feeling. When you not smile, your feeling become thought. That's right? So, not only smile on your face. Can you smile deep in your heart? Now, I count two, smile. You smile on your face, you can see your face. But if you smile in your heart, your face smile a bit, can help your heart smile, but more smile in your heart. Can you see your heart? Yes. You smile on your face. I count two, you smile, then you see how good smile, how good looking, how handsome, how beautiful. And I not count three. Just let you see how you good looking. Okay? And then I just see you got good looking. Then I will put chapter, count three. And how about if you smile in your heart very important than more important your face. Good heart. Can you see good heart? Or not good heart? When you smile, you can see both something in your heart, bad and good. But more smile in your heart, then you got more feeling. Bad, it come from your thought. Your attachment from your thought, your concept, then it form more attachment. When you smile, then attachment release. Okay? Originally, your mind, or being mind, is beautiful, nice and beautiful, or pureness. But you think too much, then darkness come to your pure mind. Okay? But when I just tell you, can you smile in your face? You can see your face. But I tell you, can you smile in your heart? You can see good feeling in your heart. Can you see? Can you see good feeling in your heart? And more smile in your heart, you can see more relax in your heart. Okay? The darkness gone, more smile in your heart. You can see the brightness in your heart. More smile in your heart. Can you smile in your heart? Can you? Now, do you know selfie? Can you selfie yourself? I don't have to take your picture. Can you selfie yourself? It look like not only you smile, it look like something come out. That is your spirit and soul. See yourself. You got seeing your smile when you selfie yourself? You know who see yourself? The spirit and soul. Your consciousness. Consciousness is mind. Mind is pure consciousness. When you smile, you got pure consciousness. Pure consciousness, that what we want to develop in the practice of meditation. When you smile, you got consciousness or not? And good smile, you got seeing yourself. If not good smile, you only smile. Okay, you calmness. You got consciousness on your face. But if you have more good smile, that is from heart. Because consciousness come from your heart. Now your consciousness sleeping in your heart more than 90%. We call subconscious. Okay? Now you wake up only 8, 9, 10% maximum now, according to the psychology. You wake up only 8 to 9% about that. What we develop in the practice meditation, we develop more conscious. And how we know more conscious come up? How? We can see ourselves. Now, your eye with me. If you not smile, you cannot see yourself. But if you smile, can you see yourself? You are listening to me, sitting and listening to me. Can you see yourself? It become consciousness. Smile, intuition wake up. It become consciousness, sensing. We not see by physical eye. We got see by consciousness on your feeling. We call sensing. Now, your eye with me. Relax and smile. Can you sense yourself? Sense, not look, not watch. Can you sense yourself? Sense how you sitting. You sit this way, can you sense yourself? Can you see yourself? Can you see your nail? Okay. Do you know how to see yourself? Or can you witness yourself? Can you witness your heart? Can we witness your smile? Can you witness your smile? Can you witness your body, your mind? Can you witness in your mind? Okay? How to see yourself? Okay. Now this is I just show you. But I just don't want to give you a lot of concept. Only today, the first session, you ask me, usually you got meditation first before talk, but I tell you, I will give you technique and you just follow me. Don't have to know a lot of concept. Only I tell you this session, I will break for 5-10 minutes, and more session, I will break 5-10 minutes, and I just give you this technique, smile. Only smile, and how smile? Selfie, okay? Selfie, because when you selfie, you can see how you good looking, okay? It doesn't matter you're good looking or not, okay? But can you see yourself? Okay? That's right. But you not see by eye. You not see by eye, but you can see you have good looking. Not see by eye. That is, I use the word send yourself. When you smile, can you send how good looking you are? When you smile, can you send your smile? Okay? Why I use send your smile? Because today, I would like you to smile and not only selfie your face, selfie inside, selfie your heart. Now your eye with me, smile, your heart can see your heart. I just use the word, your heart becomes selfie your heart. That's right. Your heart becomes selfie your heart. And I will explain this later. Just now, you don't have to know any method of meditation. Just keep your heart good and smile. And you just sit and relax and smile. Smile, not only smile, smile and see yourself. Smile and see yourself like selfie. Okay? Now, can you now open your eye? Can you see your body sitting? How you sit? Smile and selfie your body sitting. Can you see your body? Okay? Okay, welcome. We are doing smile meditation. Welcome now. Welcome now. We do together. Okay. Now, this session, 5 minutes. First. Selfie meditation, that means smile and see your heart. I just bring you to meditation now. First, smile. Can you smile not to me? Smile to your heart. Can you smile to your heart? Your heart waiting for you more than 20 years when you will smile to your heart. When? Today I tell you smile to your heart. This is your heart need you come back to smile to your heart. Can you smile to your heart? Then you can go to the nature of mind, even you don't know method of meditation. Okay? Can you smile to your heart? Your face smile to your heart? Or we start. Smile to your body first, because you use your body too much. Can you smile to your body? Then you can sense your body. Then you can conscious seeing, be conscious seeing your body. When you smile to your body, you can see how you sit. Then smile to your feeling or sensation. The Buddha said, there are four foundations. Body, sensation, mind, and my object or mental quality. Now I start doing meditation by smile to yourself from the body foundation and straight up your face. Smile to your body, straight up your back and your face. When you smile to yourself from your body first, you got immediately calmness come very fast. Just smile to yourself. How old are you now? You work too much or not? You have enough sleep or not? You learn too much or not? You do things too much or not? Smile. Just keep present to yourself, to your body. Then your body become more relaxed when you smile to your body. That's right. Close your eye and smile to your body. Your body become relaxed. Straight up your neck. Your face straight up. And smile to your body, you can see your body. Smile to your body, you can see your body now sitting and breathing. Smile to your body, you can see you are sitting and breathing in. and breathing out. Can you see your body sitting and with breathing in and out? Can you see? Just smile to your body. You can see your body relax with breathing in, breathing out. You got calmness come immediately. And smile to your heart. Your heart wake up. Smile to your body, then smile to your heart. Or smile to your body and your heart together, can you? And you just selfie the calmness. You can see the calmness. You can sense more calmness when you got smile. When you got smile, you got more consciousness wake up. More consciousness wake up seeing inside, okay? Smile, you wake up with consciousness seeing inside. And smile, seeing how your heart is, how to see your heart. Can you smile like you selfie? Like you selfie, but selfie deep into your heart. When you smile, you free from thought. If you can selfie yourself, when you take picture of yourself, can you selfie your heart inside? Smile. Can you selfie yourself, your body, and your heart? You got consciousness seeing yourself. With bliss and joy in your heart, you can realize calmness more and more inside. Can you smile deep in your heart until you cut thought? If you got deep smile, it cut thought in 3 seconds. Deep smile into your heart, it cut thought in 3 seconds. And now, even you open your eye, can you just have a big smile in your heart? Then you got consciousness seeing. Even your eye with me, can you see from your consciousness inside? Consciousness from your smiling? Consciousness, now you wake up. I think now, okay, more 5%. Just say now 15%. Today I will give you a technique how to wake up your consciousness. Let's say today you wake up, I think 40-50%, okay? If you follow my technique, okay? First, important in the practice of meditation. Can you see what different the way you sit? Sit meditation, your body straight. Very important. Now your body straight up. Your neck straight. Can you realize something in your heart feeling? When you sit and your body not straight, your body go down. Your consciousness fall asleep. When you sit straight up. Okay? Okay, now I will give you talk and my body straight up all the time. But you just do the same, can you? Tell your friend, straight up, straight up. Now we not fall asleep. Okay, straight up. Okay, I have this back. I don't lean. If I lean, then I fall asleep. Okay? Okay, now you not sit on the floor. You sit on the chair. But don't have to lean on your back. Can you? Okay? Try. For this is meditation on the body. If you don't have meditation on the body, then when you sit meditation, you fall asleep. Now, even you have the back, don't lean. I don't lean on the back. Okay? And how? What happened? You feel more energy. Can you feel? Okay? And when you wake up from inside, always you lost by your eye. Your eye always small eye, like want to sleep. Can you have a tiger eye? Okay? Lion eye? Okay? Okay? Not blur. Now you want to practice meditation. Like a sleepy eye, you cannot get into meditation. But if you wake up your mind, your eye, can you wake up your eye? When people come, smile. No, I smile. I'm not lost. Okay? Welcome. Okay? Now, my technique, first technique, your body straight up. And your eye not blur. You open your eye, but your eye like a drunken man. Drunken all day, okay? Then you're lost in thought. When you talk to people, I talk to you, your eye must with me, my eye must with you. Then I have meditation, you have meditation. If you talk to your friend, your eye go somewhere else, you lose meditation. Now, I talk to you, my eye keep on you. You talk to me, listen to me, your eye must keep on me. And now you can use this technique, teaching meditation to your younger brother, younger sister who is small, and they don't know how to sit meditation, but they will have meditation in 10 seconds. Just your eye and my eye together. And just see who blinking eye first. I not blinking eye. Can you not blinking eye for 10 seconds? When you not blinking eye, thought completely gone. No thought. Those who a lot of blinking eye, a lot of thought. This is, you can see people who have a lot of thought, head knocked down, and thinking, and blinking. So you just be mindful, sit smart, like the tiger eye. The tiger, the lion eye, they are charging you, they're not blinking eye, okay? Elephant eye, when charging, eye, you can see eye, and then you can stop elephant by, you come, I not blinking eye. They stop. Okay? They stop. Okay? Now, but I'm not sure. Okay? Don't try. But what happened? Now, not blinking eye. 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You stop thinking already. Can you stay there as long as you can? I just tell you how to go into meditation in 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you stay there. Why? I found this technique. Why, you know? I found when I take you picture. 1, you stare. You're not blinking eye. Okay? 2, you stare at me, but when I count to, you stare, but you see your smile. If you stare and see your smile, you're not blinking eye. Can you stare at me, but see your smile? Can you, your eye with me, but when I count to, you see your smile, see yourself? So, let's say, open eye, but can you see in front and see yourself half and half? Can you see half and half? Can you see half and half? Can you see him and see yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you see? If you can see half and half, sharing. Don't give him 100%. You know, you give to who you say, I love you a lot. You give 100% after you disappointed, okay? So half and half. Now, open your eye, half. See master, see yourself. Can you do half? Open eye. When you see in front and see yourself, your eye not blinking. When you see in front and see yourself, your eye not blinking. But if you see in front, you got to blinking eye, because you are looking. But when you are seeing, eye not blinking. When you looking, your eye blinking. When you seeing that means seeing what you look and seeing yourself. Can you see what you look and see yourself? You are not blinking. This I got this technique. You can see when I take picture again. 1, 2. It look like you see the photographer who take photo and see yourself. That's right. 1, 2. You are not blinking. 1, 2. What do you want? I don't have money. What do you want? Okay. Tell me what you want. Okay. When you see people, see yourself, you are very challenged. You not afraid. What you want? Tell me. But when you see people, not see you, oh, you are very scared. But when you see people and see yourself, you are smart. You are strong. Can you see in front and see yourself together? You are strong. This is meditation. This technique, you can see, you can teach people how. First, just take picture first. 1, 2. When I take picture, you not blink your eye. But when you not take picture, you always lost in thought. Blink your eye a lot. You don't have meditation. That's right. So meditation, this technique, you know, Takmo, Bodhidharma. Bodhidharma, just facing the wall. Mahayana, great master. He facing the wall, and I just have my doubt. He closed eye or opening eye. Okay? I just research in my PhD. I found out the teaching of Takmo. The best meditation is eye open. And eye open meditation. And how to do eye open meditation? Not blinking eye. This is the best meditation according to Takmo. Okay? And I just tell you how not blinking eye. Can you see both? Both what you look and see yourself? You are not blinking. That's right? So if you always look, now you look at job, look at people, look at shopping center, your mind traveling outside. But if you just see the shopping center, seeing and look, what different? If look, you not see yourself. If see, you can see both you look and see yourself. Can you look at me? You not see yourself. Can you just see me? You can see master and see yourself. So today, I just want you to develop your eye. Even your eye look, you must see yourself, okay? Your eye always look, but you never see yourself. You always look at that, look at this, okay? Until you lost in thought. But when you develop, look and see, not only look, not see yourself. Can you look and see yourself? Okay? You are not blinking and not dry. Okay? If you try not blinking your eye and look, your eye dry. But if you just see yourself, you are not blinking. This is Takmo meditation. Okay? Takmo meditation. Okay, now we come to the word look. There are look, watch, and see. Today, you will understand what is meditation. Now, you know, see, look, and see together. See yourself. Can you see yourself? Okay? But today, I just tell you, your eye always look. Now you look. But sometimes you not see me because you not watch. You thought, you have a thought. You think something else. Sometimes you eat your food. Your eye look or not. But you not watch. And you not see what you eating because your mind go somewhere else, think something else. This lunch time or breakfast or everyday meal, you look or not? You look, but you eat with thought. Today, whenever you look, you must watch and see clearly. This is meditation. Okay? Now, if I give you a diamond, you pick up the diamond. You look and watch and see. If I give you stone, you look and not watch and not see. You understand? What different? If I give you diamond, okay? You look and watch how beautiful, how calibration, how quality, how color, and see the price. Okay? Okay? You understand? This is we call vision. Now you know how to see the future of business. How to see the future of business? See the price of diamond first. Can you look and watch and see how much a good price? Okay? If you can see good price and can sell really well, this diamond, very nice, beautiful, you can see, can sell well, okay? Then you look and watch your business. You can see you will be broke or will be profit. This is intuition, okay? If you not see, you got no intuition. You understand? You only, now you have the same classroom, same teacher, same tuition, same. But after you graduate, not the same. Okay? Some have very smart, can see what they are doing. Some only look and learn from school, but not see the future. But somebody here just have joy, have very ambition, okay? Have very strong determination. They learn, they look, they watch the teacher, and they can see the teacher or the teaching and the future because they got ambition. Now, develop ambition. Ambition, determination from heart with joy first. Joy in your heart, joy in learning. Then you will have determination. Right determination, or goal in your heart, you learn for what? If you don't have goal, you don't see the future of yourself. If you have goal in learning here in U of New South Wales, you have goal or not? Or you just spend money, that money? You must have goal, okay? Goal will develop intuition, awareness. And during the 4 years you learn, you have goal, okay? But you not found yourself. First, maybe you have goal, you want to be engineer, okay? Or you want to be a doctor. But when you learn more, you have ambition, you have goal, you have determination in your heart. Then you got more seeing the future. Oh, now I want to be a doctor, medical doctor, children medical doctor, or operation medical doctor. You can see what you want, okay? So now I want you to be able to develop seeing yourself first. If you can see yourself, you can see what you want. Now you do not see yourself. Now, can see master and see yourself sitting, can you see? This is we call wake up in meditation. Now you not wake up in meditation. You only lecture. You look the teacher but not see yourself. Okay? But now you lecture. You look at the teacher. You must see teacher and see yourself how you lecture. Okay? Meditation, when you got, you must have look, watch, and see. What different look and watch. Watch and see. Again, now lift your finger, two finger. Bring your two finger and move under your chin. Okay? Don't look by eye. Don't look by eye. Straight up your body. Straight up. Okay? Don't look by eye. Your eye with me. But can you watch the finger movement? Can you watch the movement of finger? Don't look by eye, but watch from your mind. Can you watch? Now, what difference if you move two finger to more slowly? What difference if you have more slowly movement, you can watch and see more clearly. That's right. That is, you got more mindfulness. But if you do things very quickly, what happened? Now move very quickly. What happened? Mm-hmm. Can you witness your mind? Inside your mind, what happened? Can you witness your mind inside? No mindfulness, no calmness, too hurry, too much rush. Now again, I do until I tell you stop. I not stop, you not stop, okay? Now, move slowly and witness your mind inside. If you do things more carefully, slowly, can you witness the calmness in your mind? Can you? More calmness, can you witness more calmness? And if you have goal in life, now you have goal to move two fingers to touch each other. Your aim, you have aim or goal to move two fingers to touch each other. Can you see what difference in your mind? Now move slowly, and when nearly touch, your mind more attention or not? Can you see your mind, your more attention? Can you witness your mind good attention? Can you witness good attention in your mind? Aim. Can you witness in your mind? Not by eye, witness, only witness. Now you can see your mind. Again, can you witness from the beginning what happened in your mind? When you start doing something, now, I not stop, okay? Start doing something. When you start doing something, can you witness your mind? When you have things to do, start doing something, your mind stop thinking because you doing thing, okay? So just keep more diligent, not lazy. You lazy, your mind a lot of thought. More diligent, your mind stop thinking something else, okay? Now you keep start doing thing or keep doing thing, and if you doing thing carefully, because you need to touch two finger to each other, mindfully, cautiously. Then you need to move slowly. That's right. And you move slowly, cautiously, mindfully. Can you witness your mind got mindfulness more and more, got attention more and more? Can you witness? Keep doing. Can you witness? Witness, you know, witness. Can you witness something inside? Good attention. And when nearly touch, it become more attention. When touch, your mind become one-pointedness, because when touch, this is one-pointed. When you touch, this is, you watch one-pointed, okay? Your mind become one-pointed. Again, now, just see what different. Now more slowly, again, your eye don't look, but inside can watch. Can you witness inside got attention? Watching with attention, watching with attention, you got attention in your mind or not? And you watch, you see, can you witness the one who watch? The one who watch become more attention. Can you witness the one who watch? The one who want more attention. When nearly touching, the one who watch more, more, more attention, and MMM and touch. Can you witness the one who watch and the one who watch with more attention? Again, do it again. Witness your mind. Witness. Can you witness your mind? Witness the phenomena in your mind? Can you witness what you got in your mind? You stop thinking. Can you witness no thought? Can you witness more than more thought? More attention? Can you witness more attention? Can you witness if you have your goal in life to move two fingers to touch each other? Can you witness it more concentration in your mind? Can you witness? Can you witness your mind? Attention? Attention is your mind. Now you can see your mind already. This is your home. Now I stop. You can stop. Can you still witness your mind? If you still cannot, still do it again. Again, one more time. When I tell you stop, your mind must stay there. Can you stay there? Again, do it again. Move slowly your eye with me, but your mind watch. Can you witness your mind watch? Watch, watch, watch. Your eye, your mind watch with good attention. Can you witness your mind inside? Watching with good attention, can you witness the one who watch, when nearly touching, more aim, more attention. Can you witness? Now, even you stop doing, can you still witness inside? Can you witness your mind still and calm? Because you just do meditation. This is my technique doing meditation. Can you witness your mind still? And how to keep your mind constant calmness and still? Now, we watch the finger, but now we not move the finger. Can you still watch how you sit, watch yourself, whatever? Can you watch yourself, how you sit, how you move, how you talk, how you listen, how you relax, how you touch? Can you watch yourself? If you watch yourself, your mind become meditation. Okay? Can you watch yourself? When you watch yourself, can you witness stillness in the mind? Your eye with me. Now I would like to train you. Look outside. Watch yourself together. Can you look at me? I'm a monk. You're not lost. If you look at the beautiful girl, you lost. Okay? You look at me. Then you can watch and see yourself. Can you watch and see yourself together? Watch how you're doing. There are three jobs. You say, no time. You are very busy. Even those businessmen, I tell them, even you are very busy, have a lot of business. You got only three business only. First business is speaking. Can you watch how you're speaking? You're speaking politely or not? Can you watch and see how you're speaking? How you speaking? Can you watch and see how you doing homework, doing computer? Can you watch and see yourself? Okay? And how can you watch and see how you thinking? In daily life, you've got the three things to do. Speaking, doing, thinking. Who got more than three things? Let me know. Maybe you got one more. Dreaming. All the time, more than three. Okay, dreaming. Can you watch and see? When you watch yourself, you see yourself. If you never watch yourself, you cannot see yourself. Smile. Can you watch and see how you smile? And can you witness the one who watch? When you got watch and see yourself, can you witness the one who watch? Calmness. The one who watch, no thought. Whenever you watch and see yourself, you free from thought. You can look at your friend, look at your work or whatever, but can you a bit 10% or at least 5% watch and see yourself a bit? This you will have constant calmness the whole day. Okay? Watch and see yourself. Okay? Now, look and watch. You know gun shooting? When you shooting gun, you got meditation very good. Now just bring your arm gun. Now your arm gun. Okay? Your arm gun. And shooting not at me. Shooting here. You shooting here. Now put your arm gun. Shooting. Together. Okay? This is meditation. When you shooting a gun, you aim or not? You must aim because only one chance. You have only one chance. You must shooting and go to the target. Now, if only one chance, your mind, can you witness your mind? Attention, can you witness something in your head? It become aim. Attention. Can you witness your mind become concentration? Can you witness? Do it now. At the moment you aim, and the moment you are shooting, who tell you shooting? Your mind. Again, I'm here. Aim. Can you realize the gunman? Can you witness the gunman? There is the gunman tell you. Your mind still and connect to the target, and your mind become the gunman, good gunman, shooting now. Who tell you shooting now? Your mind, the gunman. Now, can you witness the gunman? Now, not aim, but watch yourself. Can you see the gunman, watch yourself? Your gunman or the mind always lost. Can you come back when you got good meditation? When you shooting. When you shooting, you got your eye connect to your mind. Again, your eye and your target, now three together. Target, your eye and the gunman. Can you shooting again? Do it again. One more time. Can you connect the target to your finger, to your eye, and to your mind inside, and witness your mind become gunman. Still, and your mind become gunman. Still, and tell you, M shooting. Okay, this is meditation. That's right, you stop thinking completely. You don't think anything when you shooting gun. Or you want more example, Robin Hood. Okay? Same thing. So you got M. This one, aim from the mind. Today I just want you how to focus. Focus from the mind. Now you focus from your brain. Facebook, focus from your thought. Focus reading. Then you got tension. Just focus from the mind, the gunman. You can see even yourself are reading book, are doing thing. Can you watch from the gunman when you reading book? And you have meditation. Good meditation, that is, you can see from inside, see outside, and see yourself. See outside, see your book, and see yourself. You are sitting and reading book. And see yourself how you sitting, how you reading book. You can see yourself sitting and reading book with calmness more and more. This is the right meditation. Now you have wrong meditation. You focus from your eye, your brain, but not from your mind. Very important, okay? Because this will help you go to PhD, okay? Now, aim again. Find your mind, witness your mind again. Just shooting again. And connect, can you connect the target to the finger, to your eye, to the stillness inside? Can you witness the stillness inside? Aim. Stay there. Now leave your gun. Can you watch? I give you now. I give you diamond. Now, watch the diamond. I give you. If you have diamond, you got something inside. Now do it now. Okay? Wash your palm. You don't have diamond. Can you wash your palm? Can you read your line on your palm? When you read something, watch something that very precisely. Can you read and know what this line meaning? When you read with objective, you got the gunman. Can you witness the gunman wake up when you have objective in reading? You have M in reading. Read your palm. Okay? Can you realize, witness the one inside your mind? Focus. Okay? And now, I give you more sample. You will immediately accept. Have you been to the dentist? Now I just tell you, when you sitting on a chair and the dentist now cleaning your tooth, where is your mind? Now, just this is teeth now cleaning. This is the dentist cleaning. Now cleaning your teeth. Now, you wash. There is something wash. Or you go to the dentist and think about girlfriend? No, you're not sure the dentist will do something accident on your teeth or not. Now, just realize when you go to the dentist, can you realize? You carefully wash. Stop thinking. Wash from inside. The gunman. Okay? And when the dentist tell you got this one problem, need to take out. The moment the dentist take your tooth out, inside, because you're not sure, maybe this is really important, is inside, okay? Inside one, and you're not sure, good dentist or not, okay? Then you aim or not? Aim. Now I just take your tooth out now. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and when you go to the dentist, you lie down a bit. Now lie down a bit. Lie down a bit. Okay. M. You got your mind. Wash. It's your mind. Or the gunman, the same. That is where you must go. That is where you get meditation. You understand what I mean? Meditation is not here. You wash here, but you must witness the one who wash. Now you wash here, you not witness the one who wash, the one who wash fall asleep. You wash here, now can you wash your breathing in from the gunman? Your eye with me, not look, but wash. Even your eye look at me, but can you wash your breathing in from the gunman? From inside? Or call dentist. Dentist, come, please help me to know meditation. Dentist, come. Where you washing from when you go to the dentist? Good. Now you got good meditation already. You wash from inside. You're not from the brain. Meditation not good if you wash from the brain. From the brain, we use the word look. Now, look at me. This is from your eye or the brain. Okay? But can you look and keep attention on my talk? When you keep attention, your mind wash. Can you witness when you keep attention, your mind wash? But if you look at me, you not keep attention, your mind not wash me. Can you witness the my attention washing me? That is we call the knower, the mind the knower. Can you witness your mind when you wash in your mouth, your eye cannot look inside your mouth, but can you wash the movement in your mouth? You cannot look by your eye, but how you wash from the mind? Can you see the mind? Can you witness the mind? The mind, the gunman wash. Can you wash your mouth? Teeth touching, eating. Can you wash the touching inside? chewing. Can you watch? Can you witness the one who watch? This is your mind that will bring you to the pureness. You must witness your mind or your home. Your mind must stay here at home. Think outside movement, but your mind not movement. Now you eating, your taste movement or not? But can you watch from the mind and witness your mind not move? You eating inside your mouth move, but the one who watch not move. Can you witness the one who watch not move? That we call one pointedness of mind. It look like something. It look like small one point. The kanpan, M. But if you M more, how to M more? I just tell you, can you watch every moment your teeth touching? If you watch every moment, it become one point. If you just see movement, it not become one point. You got only calmness. But if you watch in the calmness, what every moment the teeth touching, which one touching can you watch? You got the knower, the mind, the knower, or the gunman. Can you witness the gunman, the mind, the knower? Can you? Now your eye cannot look inside your mouth, cannot look at the four elements. For example, five elements. Can you watch the temperature of five elements? How you watch? Can you watch warm in your mouth? Five element, how you watch? How? Can you witness the one who watch? That is your mind. Your mind no shape, no form, but we can know our mind. Whenever we got good attention, you can see your mind, good attention. So where is your mind? Attention. When you have attention, you can see your mind. You can see your mind with good or not good attention. Now, can you watch four element in your mouth? Your eye cannot look. But can you witness, you got the gunman inside, the mind, the knower inside. Can watch the heat, the temperature in your mouth? Can you watch water element in your mouth? The mind, the knower, the gunman can watch the water element in your mouth. Can you witness the knower? This is the point. Can you witness the knower at home? Okay? Witness inside, seeing inside. I tell you, see outside, see inside. See inside, that means see your mind. Your mind still calm. If you see your mind still calm, it become constant calmness. Now, can you see your mind? Witness your mind. Your mind not move, but you can see thing outside. Your friend move, okay? Your hand move. Can you see your hand? Your hand move. But can you see your mind together? Your mind doesn't have to move. Then your mind will have meditation with intuition. So everybody, not everybody can get intuition, but everybody can get calmness. Today I would like you to develop intuition. How to develop intuition? You must be able to witness your mind, attention. Can you witness attention? Then you will have wisdom with attention. If you cannot witness attention, no intuition, no wisdom, only thought, a lot of thought. Can you witness your mind? Now, watch the heat in your mouth again. Can you witness your mind come back? Now, can you witness your mind? Even your mind watch your breathing in, breathing move in, your mind doesn't have to move. Your mind must stay still, okay? Breathing in, you just stay still and watch. Breathing out, stay still and watch. Breathing in, stay still and watch. Now, your mind, we call the knower. Knower is the knower. Knower doesn't have to move, but object of knowing can move. You see, I am your object of movement. I am your object. I always move. But your mind don't have to move, okay? Can you see? Your mind don't have to move. You watch from your mind, okay? Your mind watch object. Object can move, can run, but your mind don't run after the object. If your mind lost or run after the object, your mind have a lot of thought. Okay? And not move. Okay? But if I'm a beautiful girl, your mind move. Come out. Okay? Okay? Now, just stay. Just witness your mind all the time. Okay? Can you witness your mind even you Facebook? Now Facebook. And now do you got telephone? Facebook. Now send Facebook. But witness your mind together. Then you're not lost. When you send Facebook, then finish. Enough. Okay? If you not witness your mind, you become crazy. Facebook all day. Okay? Can you just witness your mind? Okay? Can you witness your mind? Now, this session, 5 minutes. Smile. Before we do meditation, smile. Smile will bring your mind back. Can you witness your mind? Smile. Good heart. Loving kindness, nice and sincere in your heart. When you have good heart, your mind come back. Can you witness your mind? But if you worry, disturb in your heart, your mind stirring like a drunken people, like a drunken man. Can you witness your mind? So, first session, I tell you smile, but you not witness your mind. You smile until you fall asleep. First session. Now, I tell you, I straight up my body, my face up. I not lean on the chair. Can you witness your mind if you lean on chair? Sleep. Your mind sleep. Can you witness your mind sleep? Cannot stay still. But if you straight up your body, can you witness your mind wake up? If you see your mind, you go into meditation only in 5 seconds or 1 minute, the latest, okay? Just witness your mind. Why your mind? Still okay? Now more smile, more happy in your heart, more joy, where your mind not stirring. Even your breathing move in, your mind can watch more clearly if your mind not stirring, not move. That's right. So first session, I tell you smile. But today, smile and your mind will wake up when your mind got thing to know. When your mind got thing to know, that means your mind is the knower. Your mind wake up when your mind got object of knowing. If your mind don't have object of knowing, your mind lost in thought. So your mind need object of knowing, one object, one by one. So now just watch your breathing as object of knowing. Can you watch breathing as object of knowing? Then you don't have to worry about your mind. Whenever your mind got object of knowing, your mind become knower. Can you witness your mind always become knower? Not fall asleep because you got object of knowing. Breathing in, you know every moment. Every moment. Breathing out, you know every moment. And with relax and smile. And close your eye for 5 minutes now. And not lean. Stand up. Witness your mind. And your mind need object of knowing. Every moment breathing in, watch from your mind. Every moment breathing out, watch from your mind. You got into meditation already in 5 seconds if you do correct, if you do right from the beginning. Now I want you to do right from the beginning. Watch from your mind, watch whatever object. Then witness the mind who watched the object. We call watch the know, watch the object, but witness the knower. Okay? And smile in your heart. Witness your mind. When you smile, your mind very still. And watch your breathing as object of knowing. And you can witness your mind become knower with good attention, with good concentration from the mind. Can you witness the mind with good attention? And more, you can witness the mind quality. You can witness the mind still, but you can witness more quality inside. That is calmness become more and more. Calmness become good calmness, more calmness. Witness your mind and the quality of your mind. Can you witness your mind and the quality of your mind with more attention? Then your mind got more calmness. And more calmness, you witness your mind with more attention, your mind got stillness in the calmness. Can you witness stillness in the calmness? Just keep watch object every moment. Watch object on your breathing in every moment. Your mind wake up when your mind got object to know. If you not have knowing, seeing, watching object, your mind lost. You must have object for your mind. And if you straighten up your body, straighten up your face, your mind more powerful, that's right. More still. Keep watching every moment you're breathing in. Keep watching your breathing out every moment. Watch from the mind and witness the mind. See the mind and witness the quality of the mind. Can you see the mind and witness the quality of the mind? And now open your eyes. Can you see your mind still there at home inside? Can you see? Now you can see your mind. More, you must witness the mental quality in the mind. Now you can see your mind come back or not come back. When you have attention, now your mind more still, stillness and good attention. If I tell you doing something precisely. For example, I speak loud. If I tell you, can you listen to something quiet in this room? Anything. Can you see your mind? Your mind more stillness. That's right. Because when you listen to something more quiet, your mind need more mindfulness. Can you witness your mind more mindfulness and stillness? Listen to my voice very loud. Your mind don't need a lot of mindfulness. But can you listen to something more quiet in this room? Anything. Doesn't matter whatever. But I would like you to realize or witness your mind got more attention. You listen something quiet, your mind more attention. Okay? Can you listen whatever more small voice in this room? Doesn't matter what you listen. Can you witness your mind more attention? Now, can you witness your mind? If I give you now, you know amulet. 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 If I give you amulet, and then you want to know how old or how many years this amulet, 100 years, 200 years, then your mind watch. That's right. Watch the light, the color, okay? For man, I give you amulet. For woman, I give you diamond. You watch or not? Again, you watch diamond again. Or you watch diamond, or if you want the amulet, up to you. Now watch again. Now if you have diamond or amulet, can you witness your mind more sharp attention? can see the color, can see calibration, and can see the price. Okay? Now, if you can see your mind and witness the quality in your mind, there are two things. See your mind first, your mind back home or not, or your mind lost in thought. When you go to the airport and the traffic jam, and you are on the traffic jam, and you worry or not, when you worry, can you see your mind a lot of thought? Can you see your mind a lot of thought? But when you arrive at the airport, check in already, can you see your mind come back? No thought. Okay? Can you see your mind come back and calmness or no thought? You can see your mind every day a lot of thought, but everything impermanent. You cannot think non-stop. You got thinking, sometimes you got stop, but you don't see. If you can see stop in between thinking, we call thought and thought. Can you see unthought? You got unthought. When you are making decision, when your friend told you, come with me, okay? Come with me to do that, to do this, to the party or not. You cannot make decision right now, but after a while, you just drink a coffee, drink tea, you got this thought, come with me, and then you just, okay, let me think first. But you cannot make decision. When you drink coffee, you got no thought or unthought or stop thinking. Then you got no thought, unthought. You got intuition. Wake up. Okay, I will go with you. Or no, I don't want to go with you. You know how to intuition. Wake up. You got intuition, wake up. That is, you have decision-making. When you got decision-making, you stop thinking only 1 second. Okay? You understand? Einstein also got EMC square when he just take a rest. He stopped thinking about what he are calculating. He just stopped thinking, drink coffee, and it become no thought. Thought, no thought. Thought, no thought. No thought, wake up with intuition. But no thought, you must put data inside with thought first. Put data. You thinking first. But when you thinking, you cannot make decision. But when you stop thinking, how to stop thinking? Don't try to stop thinking. Just drink coffee. Then you just shift your thought to your feeling. Relax. Then you got unthought. Then you got intuition. You understand? So in daily life, thinking and stop together. Then you will know what to do. Okay? Thinking and stop together. How to stop? Relax. Drink coffee or just walking, relax and stop. Don't need to make decision today. Take a rest. Okay, tomorrow I give you answer. When in daily life you got rest, you might stop. You will know answer. You should go or should not go or not. Okay? Okay. So now the same when you studying, okay? You just need break. You learn, study too much. You got hang out. You learn and studying, reading. Then you just relax, drink coffee. Or just relax, doing something or relax. Or just exercise and then come read again. And then maybe for some minutes, then you relax again. Okay? Okay? But if you read, non-stop, maybe you lost, okay? You lost. Or maybe you got headache or fever, okay? So you need break in between your thought, okay? Okay? That will help you got intuition, okay? If you got learning too much, okay? You will got lost, got worry, got fear, got fear. So when, how to stop your thinking, how? Not only drinking coffee, how to stop your thinking, you know? When you reading a book too much, breathing, your breathing soft and deep and long, one shot. Do it now. then you will know what to do. Okay? You understand now? When you want to talk to people and usually you never stop, you talk too much. Hey, you must come. Come with me tomorrow. He not listen to you. You must come. I will do everything for you. You talk and never stop, talk too much. They never come. They not listen to you. But if you just, before you speaking, you just got your breathing one shot, deep and long. Stop. Then you speak. Come with me, okay, tomorrow? Okay, I come. Okay? You understand now? This is meditation. I would like you to apply meditation in daily life. How? Breathing, feel, relax your breathing one shot. Can you? Before you doing, you feel fear, just relax, come to your breathing. Okay, then do exam, okay? Sometimes you feel, I don't know. I still cannot remember. I cannot understand. Oh, don't mind. Never mind. Now is the time for exam. You just calm down your mind with one deep meditation. One time. And then go to the exam room. Okay? Okay? Nah. But if you not with your breathing, when you go to the exam room, you read. You cannot stop fear. Okay? So you must stop between you go to inside the room. And then sit down. Maybe again. And then read the exam. Okay? This is your power. Okay? Or you be a salesman, huh? Salesman. You talk too much. Buy this one good. Buy. They not buy. But when before you speak, or you speak. This one, this is, you explain about the product. Then you stop, let them speak. If you only talk more, they not buy. But if you talk and stop and let them talk, okay? They talk, you stop. And when you stop, you just come to your breathing one time. Okay, you buy it? I buy it. Okay. Okay, understand now? Okay, you love me? Yeah, I love you. Ah. Understand now? Okay, sign up now? Okay, sign up. Okay? Talk too much, people not believe you. Okay? Talk and stop. Talk and stop. Now I stop. Do you have any question? Can you stop? And where to stay? Here. Watch yourself. Watch and see yourself. Can you stop at home, watch and see yourself? Not stop and then lost. Stop and stay at home. How? Watch and see yourself. From the gunman. Okay? Now, I give you why you need to watch and see the stop. Stop. That is what the Buddha teaching you to stop. Stop, you will know. Stop, you will wake up. For example, move your hand now, the right hand. Can you not look, but can you watch? Your eye go this way. Can you watch the movement? And what difference if you watch the movement and stop? Movement and stop. Movement and stop. When you watch the stop, your mind stop thinking completely. You understand? Again, movement, your mind may be more wake up, more mindfulness, but when you watch the stop, you got more meditation. And now, movement stop, movement stop, movement stop, movement stop. Can you see? Both movement stop. Movement, you got more awareness. Stop, you got more meditation, one pointedness. Movement stop, movement stop, movement stop, movement stop. Can you see the stop? How about breathing in? You got a pause inside before breathing out. Can you realize that? Now breathing in, you got a stop before breathing out. That's right. Can you watch and see the stop at the breathing in and the stop inside? You might go really deep meditation. Okay? Now, before we finish, 10 minutes, you are breathing in. I give you technique. Okay? Give you technique. How to watch and see the stop of the breathing. How? Open your eye. If you watch your breathing, you cannot easily see the stop. How to see the stop? Feel your breathing first. Can you feel your breathing? And your eye with me. Can you feel your breathing? Can you feel? Can you feel your breathing deep to the pause, the stop inside? Can you feel? Feeling first, awareness first. Feeling is awareness. Feeling your breathing in and feeling the stop. Can you feel the stop? Feeling stop and feel your breathing out. Feeling your breathing in and stop and watch together. Feeling and watch. Okay. Feeling your breathing naturally until you can feel in between, in and out, got a pause. Can you feel in between, the stop in between? Then watch together. Then don't worry about breathing out and stop outside. Don't worry because you need oxygen. It got clear stop, maybe longer, 2-3 seconds. At the breathing in inside, you need to watch and feel and aware. For the breathing out, don't worry, let go, okay? Okay, do it again. Breathing in, when you feel the stop, you got more relaxed, more calmness. And breathing out, let go. Don't worry about the stop breathing out, just breathing in naturally, okay? And feel the breathing in and feel the stop. Feel the breathing out and watch together. Don't worry the breathing out and stop. Because we want the mind come back with the breathing in more and to the stop more. With the breathing in more to the stop more. Now, can you feel breathing in and watch? And feel the stop and watch. And straighten up your body. And before close your eye, you need to feel the stop together. The breathing in and stop. Then you can close your eye, okay? If you close your eye first, you cannot find the stop, okay? Feel breathing in and watch. Now you still cannot see the stop. Open your eye. Feel breathing out, letting go. Feel breathing in. Now can rely a bit of the stop. Breathing out. And if you more a bit smile, breathing in with smile, it go to stop deep into your heart. Okay? If you have deep smile, you got breathing stop deep into your heart. That is the exit going into deep meditation. Okay? Smile and feeling your breathing in and watch. You don't watch this. You cannot watch the stop. Don't close your eye. Feel the breathing out, letting go. Feel the breathing in again. And stop and out again and feel relaxed with smile. You can see the stop more easily and it stop in your smile. Okay, now this session watch from the gunman, from the dentist. You call the dentist come, then you got where to watch. Okay, and then feel your breathing in and feel your stop and watch together. Feeling and watch, and close your eye for 5 minutes. Relax a bit, smile a bit. Your feeling stop, go deeper into your smiling heart. Then you can go deep meditation. keep your body, your face straight up. If you only if your face straight up, your body will straight up. And then feeling and watch the breathing in, feeling and watch the stop, feeling about and watch the breathing out and let go. More smile, and if you more smile and can selfie, you're breathing together. Selfie with smile and selfie, it will go deep into the calmness. And smile and selfie together, your heart open. Open with awareness more and more, calmness more and more. Intuition more and more. Selfie and smile, smile and selfie into your smiling heart. You will realize the breathing stop deeper. Smile with loving kindness, smile more and more. Smile to your heart will open. Smile you to your heart open and you can see goodness more and more in your heart. When you smile to your heart, you got seeing inside. If not smile, not seeing inside. Smile together, selfie, we got more deep seeing inside. Feel your breathing and watch with smile and selfie. Feeling your breathing every moment to the stop. And watch together and selfie with smile. Only smile, you got selfie inside. You got inside meditation. Seeing from inside. Inside meditation. That is vipassana. You can see mental quality. More mental quality, good and wholesome. More wake up. And all unwholesome disappear. Even you open your eye, now open your eye, can you just keep your mind mindful, away, watch and see yourself together when you see things outside? Can you watch and see yourself together? Then you not lost the knower, okay? When you not lost the knower, you can use deep smile only, or breathing, relax. Then more relax, you will heart wake up, intuition wake up. We still the mind, this is calmness meditation. After still the mind, we must wake up our heart. How to wake up? Just smile or realize the stop in between the breathing. Then inside you got intuition. This will make you different. Even you graduate the same university, but this inside will be your power, make you different. Somebody will be very successful because they got this thing intuition wake up. Somebody only got thought but not have intuition. Then maybe they not have a good job, okay? But you have an intuition. This is your power, okay? It's like a magnet. Magnet will bring good thing come to your life, okay? But if you don't have a magnet, you need a lot of work too much and tired. But if you have a magnet, you work less, get good job, good salary, and more success. If you don't have a magnet, work hard, work a lot, less money, less salary, less success. What you want? Which one? First one. Then you must wake up your mind and your heart. Okay? People, same studying in the same school, but the future not the same. It depends on the quality in your heart. Okay? If you finish, you worry a lot. Never smile. Maybe you got the darkness, don't see the future. But this person graduate and with smile and relax, don't worry, don't expect a lot, your heart open. And you feel, and you got the gunman, your heart wake up. And your heart wake up, you will got good thing coming to your life. Maybe you don't have to do a lot, but if your heart good will be your power, bring good and future of success come to your life. So I blessing you wake up and with good future in your life and also with the eye of Dhamma. And I finish this session. Sadhu.
Thank you, Venerable, for the very insightful meditation technique and wonderful talk. Thank you all for coming to our English Dhamma talk today. Before we end our English Dhamma talk tonight, I would like to go through our weekly activities just very briefly and very quickly. So next Friday, we'll have our same English Dhamma talk at same time, same place. The topic is Let It Be, Whisper Words of Wisdom. The speaker is Venerable Chakon Samad, who is also our patron of Univaz. If you have any questions, you can contact me. My details are here. And for Chinese Dhamma Talk, it's happening every Thursday. The topic is How to Practice Meditation by Venerable Nanrong. The venue is at Square House 208 from 6:15 to 8 p.m. If you have any questions, please contact JC.
Okay, you can go to my website, and here you got Facebook and YouTube. I have more than 300 talk. Okay, my website, or you can go to my Facebook, Vimoka. If you have any question, okay, just write any question to my Facebook, Metino. This is Facebook, okay, and I will have retreat tomorrow, Australian Center, in front of the High Park. Today retreat, you can ask Sarinya, okay? Sarinya, where it is and what is the program, okay?
To continue, please feel free to join English meditation workshop tomorrow, conducted by the Venerable. Going back to our universe activities, we have got a Sunday dodgeball session. And we'll be playing dodgeball at university gym from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. You have to bring a water bottle, towel, or dodgeball if you have it, but it's optional. The fees is $5 for the members. Members mean universe members. And $8 for non-universe members. And if you have any question, please contact Peter, who is sitting over there. Yeah, and if you have any questions about Chinese Dhamma talk, please contact Jizzy, who is sitting over there too. Sorry, I forgot to mention about. And so we have got our second potluck of the year coming up next week, next Saturday. For that particular event, I would like to invite JC and Ming Lee to tell us more about what potluck and what we are offering.
So hi, I'm Ming Lee.
Hello, I'm JC.
Okay, so we are the organizer of Potluck 2! Okay, so JC, what is Potluck?
So Potluck is a social event. So everyone brings their food there, and then we will share it together, and we will share the joy of food.
Yeah, don't worry, our EXCO member will cook the food, so yeah.
Yeah, we will encourage you to show up your cooking skills, but if you can't bring any food, just bring your stomach.
Yeah. So don't be shy to show off your cooking skills, you know. You might be the master chef, next master chef. So the venue, it will be next Saturday, which is the 5th of May, and the venue will be at the lodge. If you didn't know where the lodge is, you can follow us later, which is the 3rd floor of Square House. And the time is 6:30 to 9:30 PM. And if you have any questions, you can contact me and JC.
Any questions?
Is that vegetarian or non-vegetarian?
Yeah, it's full vegetarian, so if you want to cook, so make sure it's vegetarian.
Is it all about cooking, eating?
No, we have like games and interactions, you know, make friends, you know, just come and make friends and relax. So no worries, it's not just eating.
Okay, come for me.
Yeah, if you want to cook, make sure you make around 10, around portion for 10, 5 to 10%.
No, it's
just feel free to bring anything you want.
Just eat.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, JC. Before we conclude, we have got our afternoon meditation every Monday and Tuesday. If you have any question, please contact me. For Monday, the venue is at Quad G054. And for Tuesday, it's at Square House 214. So if you have any study break or between lectures, if you want to relax your mind, please drop by and do the meditation with us. So this is all the weekly activities we have. Before we finish our English Dharma talk tonight, let us all pay respect to Triple Gem and to the Venerable. Let's pay respect to Buddha. Let's pay respect to Dharma. Let's pay respect to Sangha. Now let us all pay respect to Venerable.
Sadhu, sadhu. Blessing you good luck, good life, good health, happiness, and all success.
Thank you. So now the Dharma talk is officially ended. If you still haven't had dinner yet, we will be going to Thai for Thai. So follow me after packing everything. Thank you, everyone.
Good.
Oh, is your stuff?